So, good evening. Welcome to the Yellow Dogs. We have a small group tonight. I bet people are traveling for Thanksgiving. But, ooh, it's a cozy group. So, welcome. Welcome to you, Robin. This is her first night with us. She was at our retreat, the Texas retreat. So, it's good to see you.
Thank you.
Have you ever read something heartfelt, kind of like Randy's poem, and it went straight to your heart? That just happens, doesn't it? And that's what happens when I read a piece. I sent it to you, emailed you, that was from Krishnamurti. I mean, I've just hung out with it all week. So now I'm going to give a Dharma talk on it. So, you know, who knows what enables it. But Krishnamurti was speaking to students in 1966. And you think, wow, well, that was a long time ago. Well, the teachings came from 2,600 years ago, and yet we're beginning to find out or have found out how contemporary they are for our 21st century life. But Krishnamurti says, be sensitive to color, sensitive to the bird, to the squalor of people, to starvation, to the riverbed with no water, to the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you think, and the way you look at people, how you smile. Be attentive to all that, so that your mind becomes extraordinarily alive and sensitive to it all. Otherwise, if you're not sensitive, you will always be a dull human being without joy, without enjoyment, without having light in your heart and eyes. I loved it. I just loved it. Because really, we don't have to do anything but just pay attention. You know, just notice the wonder, the mystery, the things that life bring to us. And so, all we're trying to do is wake up to all of life. And as I understand the teachings, if we can do that, then we actually have more happiness. So we're trying to wake up to all of us, not just the parts that we prefer, not just what we've chosen to be awake to, but all of it. It's all crucial to our awakening. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And so we're learning just to recognize, allow the feelings, and get interested in things that maybe we have not ever been interested in before. And I love that feeling when I get interested in something very simple. Oh, and I begin to feel the feelings of more instances. And when the feeling comes up, then we can greet it. Oh, this is what anger feels like. This is what love feels like. Oh, this is kindness. Oh, I can feel that. Irritation. This is what irritation feels like. I used to get it, well, and I still do, irritated at my irritation. A bad mood. What does a bad mood feel like? These are the things that we are bringing these feelings to our awakened life. And we're not going to ignore or run away or stuff. But we begin to see what we are running away from. What part of life are we ignoring? And we can stay with that feeling every time, and we begin to know it. And we know that it's kind of like the story I told you about how I was resisting the water bottle at the refrigerator, and how I noticed feeling irritation and a push, you know, a resistance to it. Well, I noticed it long enough to now I can be with it. I don't know what transformed or how it happened, but I began to pay attention to it. And so it becomes not such an irritant, it just becomes part of my life. I'm touching life, all of life. So we have to bring it in. We have to bring all of it in. And of course, we know we don't have to like everything. We're not set up to like everything. But we are set up to notice whether we like or unlike, or we are interested in it. But then that's where the sacred pause comes in, and we have a choice. Otherwise, if we can't recognize and allow, what do we rely on? Our habits. Our dull habits. So, but Dharma teaching leads us to what happens when we can, throughout the day, throughout our life, recognize and allow and become interested. Because then what happens is there is a transformation. Things do shift. It shifts much more into joy, into peace, into release. So, here's another one that another saying that I came upon, and I've been reading it every time Randy and I meditate a couple times a day, and it's just one of these that Randy and I both said, oh my goodness, it's just one of these. See if it can catch you. Out of his great compassion, the Buddha interrupts the pattern and introduces an opportunity for liberation. That's the pause. That's the sacred pause. And so the liberation from being stuck in things in our lives that cause us suffering. And what really blows my mind is it's unnecessary suffering. It's optional. So why is it not important? Well, it is very, very important, because we can have a direct impact on our happiness. And we can see, what are these thoughts? What are we saying to ourselves? Or what are we saying to the universe? What are we saying? What are these thoughts? And these thoughts, are they healthy? You know? Or are they just put-downs? Or critical? Or unwholesome? So it's okay, even those are okay in life if we can recognize and allow them. But usually it can be a beginning of something we get lost in our stories and in our minds. So Krishnamurti reminds us to be sensitive to be aware, to recognize all of life, calling for more understanding and attention. And bringing that sensitivity not only to our daily life, bring it as Dharma, as teachings, because that's what it's doing. It's teaching us to know ourselves in a way that we've not ever taken the time to get to know. So he invites us into a raw, immediate awareness. So be sensitive is to allow life to touch us. I love that. I'm just getting more sensitive just reading it. To see the sky, to hear the bird, to feel the suffering of the world. Have you been feeling the suffering of the world lately? Well, we know what to do with that. We don't make stories with it. We feel it. We feel what suffering of the world feels like because we know how to take it within our minds and bodies and just be with it. And to feel what the suffering has to offer. And again, that's so important because we usually just add more suffering to the suffering. We can take the suffering of the world. We can take our suffering to our bodies and be with them in a way that we've not been conditioned to do. So we can recognize and allow and become interested in the sorrows of life and experience what happens. So waking up begins with sensitivity, the willingness to feel life with filters. And that's what our daily practice does. That's what meditation actually automatically seeps into our daily life if we practice regularly. So Krishnamurti says he invites us to have sensitivity to the inner world, to be sensitive to what's going on. But more than that, to be sensitive how we walk, how we speak, how we think, how we smile. And, of course, that pulls our meditation into daily life, exactly where it's the most precious. So, sensitivity is not a weakness, it's a strength. It takes courage to see clearly and to feel deeply. And so, what is the cost of insensitivity? Well, we may be clever, successful, accomplished, but maybe a little dull inside. So insensitivity, Krishnamurti says, insensitivity numbs us. We become dull without even knowing it. I had an aunt who said, Aunt Sissy was her name. Aunt Sissy said, if you've seen one mountain, you've seen all of them. Have you ever heard someone say that before? I said, oh, Aunt Sissy, you've missed so much in your life. But we move through life, but we don't taste it. We don't taste it. And so sensitivity is what lets joy return. And through mindfulness, we learn to pause just for a breath. I mean, how long is a breath? How easy is a breath? And we feel the breath, the heart, our tone, one another. So sensitivity and awakening are inseparable. then, of course, back to sensitivity to suffering, because Krishnamurti includes the squalor and starvation of others. Holy moly. You know? And when we see clearly, compassion arises naturally. Now, I'm not saying that there can't be right action and time to say no and stand up and rally and, you know, that's not it. That's not what Krishnamurti is saying. But he is saying that sensitivity to beauty awakens us. And my goodness, we live in the hill country. If you can't find beauty around you, you're asleep. I'm talking to myself, of course. Well, the sunlight, a bird, a child's voice, a cup of tea. Just take a little time to feel the joy. We rush through, you know, Rick Hansen, he wrote Buddha's Brain. He says that's what we do. With joy, we just skip over it. But with our things that we don't label as joy, we stay with and analyze and make ourselves even more miserable. So it takes to be awake to know what your daily life, minute after minute, is offering us. So beauty nourishes the spirit and reminds us of why we are alive. And so practicing it daily. Take micro pauses. I still do my hourly bell, mindfulness bell. But, I mean, you know, I can tell you that I hear it, and at the end of it, that's about it sometimes. So, you know, I'm not going to make this into a struggle or make it into a have to. But it's just sometimes it works. So why not? And dropping labels. You know how we label things. We label ourselves. We label others. We label all kinds of things. We can see things freshly. And that's what happens when we wake up. We begin to see things beyond the labels. And that includes the labels we have for ourselves. So it's important to let ourselves be touched by suffering. Offering one conscious smile a day. So ultimately, the practice restores the light in the heart and eyes. And so we begin to feel what it feels like daily, of joy, connection, aliveness. So let's do it. Let's set intentions. You know how important intentions are. They are just a reminder, again, just setting an intention with no strings attached. So walk through the world sensitive to color, to suffering, to our words. Because sensitivity itself is the practice, and it will be the doorway for our awakening. So thank you for being good listeners. And now what we do is Randy comes up and we open it up to anybody and everyone for questions, answers, or anything. Anything. Anything goes.
Complaints.
Yeah. Complaints, yeah. Yeah, that bell ringing, you know. take it out of my hand.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that bell stick. Yeah. Well, that was nice. Thank you.
Well, thank Krishnamurti. He just inspired me.
I can Yeah.